Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria in episode 129. We are talking about the DM strategy that I use and that I have my clients do and some of the BS that comes with it. Please remember to check out Competent Business Women's Academy, where I teach you how to make money online doing what you love. Let's begin. Hey y'all. Okay, I want to talk about today probably one of the biggest things people avoid. And one of the biggest things people avoid, okay guys, and I say avoid in a very like annoyed. Annoyed energy. Because number one, It is really frustrating sometimes, okay? It's really frustrating sometimes when it's like coming from both aspects of the person coaching clients to go in and building resilience to the rejection required to be successful in business. You know, when you build the resilience of hearing the no's time and time again, when you build that resilience, nothing can stop you from really making your business profitable. Nothing. So I'd recently, you know, one of the ways I grow my business is through direct message, and I go and do outreach just like what I tell my clients to do. And the reason why I do this is because it works, right? It works. It's not a strategy that I haven't seen work. It works. However, in order for it to work, you have to do it for a long period of time, a period of time where you are going to face some no's, you're going to face some maybes, you're going to face some cancellations, people who don't show up for the call, people who are kind of flighty and aren't dependable. You're going to encounter all of those. You're going to encounter the no's. You're going to encounter these things that just really questions and makes you question everything and why you do things. You know, doubt, worry will come up for you if you see after 40 DMs, you still haven't had a book strategy call yet. You know, and you start questioning, is this even worth my efforts and time? Right? Is this strategy even like worth it? And what I always tell my clients to do is to keep at it, because eventually every no gets you closer to a yes. Every no gets you closer to a yes. And you have to go through the no's to get to the yes, right? Not every single person is going to be for you. Not every single person is going to want to work with you. Not every single person can afford you. So it's one of those things where it's like I'm constantly having to convince my clients. And I sound like a broken record. Every no you get is you're closer to a yes. Every no you get. You know, and I know that that is my job. My job is to motivate and inspire and really like push my clients and be accountable and hold them accountable. However, there are times where I also get frustrated with the people I DM. You know, like, it's like, no, thank you. Cool, man. But when I get like, oh, I just closed a 10K client and your fucking profile is shit. Like shit, like 5 pictures with your family and you didn't even wipe the fucking screen, so it's smudgy and ugly and the lighting is off and there's no bio of what you fucking do, and you tell me you just closed a 10K client. And, you know, there's a part of me that's like, okay, you know, I have a decision to make here. Do I entertain the bullshit or do I just send them on their way and say, blessings to you and have a great holidays and stay safe. I have a decision. Those are the two decisions. Do I entertain the bullshit and do I say, call her out on the bullshit? Or do I just send them on their way and give them love and light, right? And after so many times of sending people on their way because they feed me bullshit, there are times where it's like somebody's about to catch a stray. Someone's about to catch a stray bullet. Someone's about to get it. It's the week of Christmas, y'all. And, you know, I can't not do DMs. Like, it's part of my business. It's part of how I am profitable, right? Getting in front of people and making offers. That's literally the recipe of making money. And yeah, you know, I don't have any coaching client calls this week. However, I'm still going to be grinding out here in the background. You know, you don't have to be loud when it comes to doing your business. You can be silently doing this shit on the background. And that's what I do. You know, there's a lot of people doing lives, getting hella like woo-woo hearts and likes. But are they converting these people? I don't know, for real. You know, and I'm here silently doing what I got to do. And I know what action I need to take to be profitable. And there are times where I get these kind of dummies that tell me, oh, I just closed 10K. Bull fucking shit. Maybe this is my way of releasing the tension. This conversation right here. Bullshit. Bullshit. I'm sorry. Bullshit. You don't even probably know what you call yourself, number one. Number two, you probably don't have a virtual terminal to collect payments, let alone collect 10K. And in order for you to collect 10K, you need to be incorporated somewhere somehow, because these virtual terminals don't allow you to collect that much unless you do some sort of random workaround, which is probably illegal. So it's just, you know, the truth of the matter is that I know that is bullshit. I know it. You know, me being a coach to my clients, having the success I've had this year, I know it's bullshit. And is it worth it for me to even go back and forth with the person? No, it's not. You know, I just, and I did the higher thing, which is, hey, congrats on your 10K sale, girl. You know, happy holidays and stay safe. That was what I said back. But damn, I was so ready to like fire them shots. I was ready. I was so fucking ready. I even had typed it out. And I was like, delete, 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 delete. You know, and I coach my clients and I'm like, yo, this is going to happen. You're going to get some random ass fucking shit responses. You're going to want to respond back and try to correct these people and try to X, Y, and Z these people. But the energy you extend out is the energy you get, right? So I just sent her some love and now I'm on my podcast letting y'all know the bullshit. So why is it that I am even talking about this with you guys? Well, I want to share every aspect of having a business online or having a business in general. You know, I can really give you guys just the highlight reel of having a business. However, the truth of the matter is that there are ugly sides to being your own business owner. There are ugly sides to staying motivated and inspired, even when sometimes it can seem easier to go work for someone else or to go find a job or to give up or to put all of this on the back burner because something else just came up. It's easier to do that. But there is so much power and confidence you gain when you keep at it and you keep doing the thing, you know, and in this case, still going after the no's to get closer to your yes, still going after the no's, even if it's your millionth no, and it's like, fuck off, right? It's like, fuck you then, you know what I mean? Like, fuck you, right? And it's like, your heart is raw, and you know, the holidays are here, and it's not the normal kind of holidays. It's one of those holidays where it can be a little lonely, right? It can be fucking different. It's a different approach to the holiday season, this COVID year, you know. And then on top of that, you are growing your business, and you're growing through the pains and the hurts of your business. And you're building that resilience, and you're growing your character, and you're really, you know, what you're doing is you're developing your foundations of your business, you know, not that it's made out of a house of cards, but it's made out of concrete, and it has a basement just in case there's something that needs to happen, you know, a tornado comes, and you got a resiliency to any kind of shit that might happen and come your way. And you can still build it up from the ground from nothing. That is the kind of thing that when you go after the nose, it really develops and pushes you to become this fearless leader. What happens is you go after these nose and you finally get a client. And you're more than ever committed to your client's success because you knew how long it took for you to get to that person. You knew the grueling work you had to sacrifice to make this happen, right? So what happens for those who get quick clients? Well, they're not as committed to their client's success. They're not as committed to giving their clients everything that they have so that their client can end up being successful in their own accord. So there's so many benefits when it comes to going after the no's and really, really fucking making shit happen. You know, even if there's 7 billion people in the world, if you got 100 no's, you still got a lot of work to do. Because the world is filled with people who need you. You just haven't found them yet. And they don't know you yet. So you, as a small business owner, you get to be out there and you get to do your job. And your job in the beginning, guys, is to get in front of as many people and make them offers. That is the only job you have. Granted, you got to do your content, you know, you got to really understand the program and service you're offering, all of that. However, once that is done, you got to go in front of as many people and make offers. That's the only main job you have. That is literally the only job that is consistent even 10 years from now. That's what you still need to be doing. And people shy away from it because of the fear of the no's, but get so good at getting used to the no's. Fuck it, right? Have the fuck it attitude. Have the fuck it attitude. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.